Blog Talk Radio.
The first nowhere, the angels did say.
Well, I wasn't expecting the first Noel. Because it's not yet Thanksgiving. Let's not have Christmas songs so soon.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Funny. That's funny. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Saturday edition.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
I know. Well, welcome, everyone, to the Optimize My Life show, Blog Talk Radio show, brought to you by the Hope Collection. So Saturday mornings, we just like to gather and just have like a little weekend wrap-up. During the week, there's calls Monday through Friday at noon, and I'm sure soon to be some evening calls also. We can talk about that in a bit. But I just want to let you know that the Saturday call is just kind of a sharing time that we can, talk about how our week went, highlights of the week and just how with the kindness campaign that the Golden Rule Society has started and how that's carrying on. Last night, actually, we went with a number of friends and heard and seen, saw David Jeremiah, pastor. He was in Buffalo and took over the whole hockey arena, I should say. And it was so wonderful, the music and the preaching and the, it was just so much fun. There was, I think, around about 10,000 people, maybe more. 10,000 plus, I said. And it was just a wonderful evening, just a lot of fun. So, and that's the kind of thing you love to share with friends and just seeing so many other people there. It was really exciting. And he just gave some really just wonderful words of encouragement and that, no matter what happens in the news and the, God is the one in charge. So,
Amen.
Where the truth lies, Jesus is the truth. So that was just a fun evening. Our friends from Canada
came
down.
Sounds like a great experience, Linda. Great
people
experience,
came
you guys.
From Vermont. Our friends came down from Toronto. The people sat in front of Ron came down from Vermont just for this occasion. The traffic was unbelievable, but it was just a special night. The music, oh my goodness, the music was fabulous too. So that was our kindness campaign last night, just meeting with other like-minded believers and just celebrating the Lord. It was so much fun.
That kind of an event, when we go to something like that, it makes us feel closer to God and helps us build our relationship with Him. And
I'm trying to build a friendship with people.
Right.
That's important, right? Making for friendship, making friends is important, right?
Right, Derek. Absolutely.
I'm not talking to him about business. I'm just making friends.
Yeah.
You know, Linda, as part of the coaching with Derek, I advised him that it would be best for him not to hand out hope cards to the people where he's working right now, because his employer is probably going to be keeping a close watch on him in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's best not to talk about. Best not to talk about his business and what he's doing right now.
Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. Just a little discernment there. And just what you're going to do now really is just make friends, And so that's and do your job really good. Yeah, I was telling him, I don't know if Bob, if you were on when he had said that he has a new job. I told him that's one of the most important parts of the restaurant. You can't run a restaurant without clean dishes. So, you know, so that's really exciting. So, but I'm proud
of you, Derek.
Does
that make sense? Derek, does that sound like something I talked to you about?
Yeah,
I know it is. It's exactly what I told you. And thank you, Linda, for reinforcing that. That's that's great.
Yeah, there's Ken joined us. But yeah, it's, you know, and so what you can do in the meantime, just make friends and just be friendly and helpful. And then that way, you know, people will begin to respect you and say, hey, this guy is sharp. He's helpful. He's friendly. He goes around, he goes above and beyond, you know. So it's for all of us. In fact, that is really what we need to do when we're out in public or at a job. Is just, you know, just try to be the most helpful person that you can be.
I asked him, can I help you with anything?
Yeah. And when, you know, when your boss says, oh, do this or do that, do it to your best of your ability.
Yep. I do the best I can do. I'm not perfect.
No,
well,
but
none
you're
of us
also
are.
you're just learning. No, believe me. So
I'm just learning the ropes right now. It takes time to learn a new thing. It's going to take me a while to catch on, right?
Yeah. Just take it step by step, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
So.
I agree.
Well,
I agree completely.
I don't know if I should continue living in government bailouts the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're there to help when you need it, but as soon as you can do something else, that's the time to, you know, to step out and do it. You know, the government thing is there for... If you have nothing else, but if you can do something, it'll help you. First of all, you'll be around people and make new friends. So that's always.
They have to get used to me, right?
Well, it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
I tried a bit of friendship. I asked him what he'd like to do for fun. Do you have any hobbies?
Sure, that's all.
Is that a good thing to ask, Bob?
Yeah, that's probably okay. That's good.
Do you have any
hobbies? Driving, so I'm trying to pay attention to that and to you guys also. So
maybe you should pull over.
Well, I won't get to work then if I pull over.
To you.
Yeah. Well, who else has joined us?
Well, I wanted to mention something else, Linda, while I have your attention. I just got back from a four-day trip into Illinois and Missouri, where we were out there with some of our family, my brother and my brother's daughter, doing the... honoring the American Indians at their annual rendezvous that they have every year, and my brother's daughter, my niece, is very active in that because she's part American Indian, and just like I am. But anyway, she's very active in it and really is like the leader of the whole thing and setting it up and getting it organized. But they had all their tents set up and all their teepees set up, that those that had teepees, and they stayed there for a whole week. But it's really a nice situation, and it gives some recognition to the American Indians, which is important.
Yeah.
I think we need to recognize them because if you recall in our history, when when the first settlers came over to America, who was there to help them? The American Indians. The American Indians helped them. And they helped them. They gave them food, and they helped them, I'm sure, when they want to build houses and stuff, they helped them. So so it was a good tribute to the American Indians. And I learned some things about the fort where this was being held was Fort Charters. It's a fort that was built in the late 1700s by the French. That part of the country along the Mississippi River all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, which was called the Louisiana Purchase later on.
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually settled by the French, and they settled it because they wanted to use it for commerce from the grains and things that they could grow in America, and mm-hmm. Then transport them to other countries. And so it was but then later on the French had it for about 40 years, and then later on the English took it over. I don't know if they had a war. I think they did. And but the English claimed it, the British, and then they then it was later purchased. I think the Americans purchased it from the English, the British, and so.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting to learn all that, and I've been at that fort a number of times. I just didn't remember all of that. But it was a good time for, and my wife really enjoyed it, and my son Randy was with us, and so we had a great time together, and my daughter Heather, we had an enjoyable time with the family, and we visited a number of other friends and families out in that area, so it was a great celebration for us.
Wonderful, sounds it.
Yeah, November is Native American month. Observe at the law firm I work at. They've had different workshops and sending emails of things that you could look into more for honoring the Native American Indian.
Yeah.
Which is Indian is not the proper term at all, but Native American, and it's so diverse. There's so where we live, it's mostly Seneca, but up in different areas, different, just like Europe has different nationalities all through. Well, actually, the United States and Canada. Same thing. There were different nationalities, as it were, different nations throughout the continent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think it's so important for us to promote that in our schools to our children, and I know today a lot of schools are avoiding that. They're teaching CRT and other things like that, and I think we need to get back to that in our American society, and talk about what our country was founded upon, and
mm-hmm.
what our founding fathers had in mind for us, and remember all the veterans from the wars like we did yesterday.
I heard it was a fabulous show yesterday.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great show.
Good. Yeah. What a wonderful team that we have that put together these calls every day, Monday through Friday. And and everything is archived, because I'm going to go back and listen to it. I wasn't able. I was at work yesterday, so I couldn't listen to it live, so I'm going to go back and listen in the archives. And that's what's so wonderful about, doing, all the Blog Talk shows Monday through Friday. At your leisure, you can go back and listen to different things. If there was something said and it's like, oh, I want to hear that again so I can understand what they said, or if somebody gave, some information that it's like, how did you word that? I want to take care of it.
We can continue to be thankful to Dr. Joel Griffin and artists.
I'm thankful. Can you open lines for, up to artists for me, Bob?
Can you what? What, Derek?
Can you open the line? Can you open the line? Can I get over to you? I can call artists.
Yeah, I told you you could call artists. There's nothing stopping you from calling artists.
Right, I want you to open the lines up for me and her to talk.
Oh, sure. I'll tell her about it. Okay.
I want to introduce you to my friend Scotty.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
We can do it tonight.
And, yes, I will. And we'll see. She's our leader of our organization.
She's
and
our
her,
leader.
Her and her husband Joel developed the whole thing. Thank God for that. And he did it. He did it for all of us, so that we could communicate with each other, and we could communicate with the people that we're trying to help. That's what it was all about. So giving them a learning experience, and helping them to grow. So and I'm just so thankful for him every time I get onto a show. Or a conference call like this,
right.
Because he set it all up for us,
Yep.
My friend Scotty, he likes to help people. He wants to help people.
Right. Great. Well, we'll talk to him some more.
Yep.
Hi guys, I'm gonna interrupt for a minute.
No, please do.
So I have some great news. If you go to optimizemylife.info, you can sign up. I have to finish with a little bit of a tweak in it. You can sign up for a newsletter and get the alerts before and after each show. And we are now on every major podcast.
Great, Mary. Thank you.
Great, Mary. Thank you.
So if you go to Amazon or iHeart, Spotify, Google, and type in Optimize My Life, we're there.
Wow.
Okay, so it's optimizemylife.info?
Correct.
I'm writing it down.
Optimizemylife.info?
Correct.
Okay, I'll do that. I think I should sign up for a newsletter. Do you think I should do that, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely, Derek. Go for it.
That'll help me.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. So as I was saying in the introduction, how we have, the calls Monday through Friday at noon, and then the Saturday wrap-up, and that there's calls in the evening, going to be starting soon. Mary, if you want to talk about that a second.
Starting not next week, but the week after, just because it's been a crazy schedule getting everything set up. We're going to do nightly shows. They're a half hour to 45 minutes long. Monday is all about self-awareness and helping you feel better about yourself, which is the ultimate act of kindness. And then on Tuesdays will be about communication, how to open them barriers between your spouses or your children and be able to better understand each other. Wednesdays and Thursdays is all about teens. It'll be a teen call-in line to talk about issues they're struggling with and giving them resources and help in areas they need help in. And then Fridays is about life, wherever you're struggling. It can be with food and nutrition and different alternative ideas, you know, for families with kids with picky eaters and how to make hamburger helper and add a little bit of chopped spinach in it. Or even, like I do with my son, I take chopped spinach and put it in the spaghetti after it's cooked. So they think it's a rosemary or parsley. But different little tricks to make it a little bit healthier.
That's amazing. Thank
Another
you.
Another aspect.
Are you going to, is that going to be published in the newsletter, the availability
it
of
will.
That and what's going to be covered each day?
Yes.
That's great.
Yep,
that's
there'll
great.
Be.
Hey, Mary.
A
I'm
weekly newsletter. Yes, Derek.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. If
okay,
I have any more questions, I just call you directly.
Yes. That's fine, Derek. There'll be a weekly newsletter that gives you the general topics of what's going to be talked about on each show. So if you're looking for a particular topic or a different area, it's right there.
Right.
To know what days
right.
to tune into. And then there will be a end-of-the-week newsletter that kind of goes over exactly what was talked about. And then
Excellent.
There'll be email alerts. And then Rick helped me set up. We have a Facebook group for Optimize My Life. So if you have suggestions or if anyone you know has suggestions of something they want to hear about or talk about, or just get a transcript of the show after each show, it'll be all
Excellent.
Right there.
Excellent. And are you asking people to contribute to that also, to the newsletter?
What do you mean?
Like if I have something I want to, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, great.
And speaking of which, Bob, I need a picture of you for the new thing for the radio
Hello?
Show.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I missed part of that.
Okay, so I redid the banner for the radio show. So it's got everybody's pictures for each day of the week. The only one that's missing is you.
I've avoided
and nobody's
I've avoided,
got a picture of you.
I've avoided posting my picture, but I'll get it for you. That sounds great.
Even Ron goes, you know, I don't even have a picture of him.
True.
Robert, that photograph is a requirement as the board member or vice president.
Oh, come on.
You know, we probably
I've never sent any picture.
Honey, how are you?
I've been waiting for the right moment to pop on.
Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
I'll try to find one when I was about 30 or 40 years younger, you know.
Robert, all you have to do is take your phone. Robert, all you have to do is take your phone, hold it a few inches from your face, and just click on the camera and click, and then share it, then hit share, and send it to Mary and me.
All Every time do is... I do that, it's frightening looking.
Hey, Ron.
Well, it's wonderful to have such a distinguished and honorable young man to be listed as one of the key court board members, vice president, and one of the original officers of the Hope Collection, and for the world to see. You know, Mary has taken us around the world and the social media's folks, and when people see and understand what is the foundation, who are the people, you know, we got officers, we got people that have held, you know, officers of companies, officers in the military. We have folks that have been military, Mary, and others Captain Len Kane, American Heroes. You know, what we've got is the opportunity to show the world that an operation, program, foundation that was founded over 10 years ago by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife is a substantial today. How many organizations come and go like a flame blowing out? And we're about to, we had the fan over the flame in the last couple of weeks and months. And grateful to everybody that's doing that. And I'm just telling you, yesterday was such a wonderful tribute. It was so well organized by Mary. And just very excited that we're going forward. And so, guys, hang on tight. I do have an announcement to make. Our web contract ran out November 1st. I was unaware that there was, you know, we had been paid in advance. The annual payment. It was paid from last year's budget. And this year, we got the message in to have it re-upped, and we'll have that done. It could happen as soon as Kimberly calls me and I give her my credit card. We'll have it up and running again. In the meantime, please don't call me and ask if the website's open. It's not. But we're getting it fixed right now. Okay, guys? And if you have re-registered, everybody who re-registers and got a new title, you are now an agent of hope. You can call yourself.
That's what I am, Ron.
Derek, you're an angel of hope. You can put that on your own business card. I'm an angel of hope. Anyways, you can be recognized as an angel of hope. That's what our members are going to be designated, called. So just consider yourself. And right now, everybody who has done that in the last couple of weeks, that list is active. It's together. We have it. We can't do anything until we get the website back up. So, but I know it's been done. So, guys, hang in there and know that we are about to explode. Hang on tight.
Ronnie, will we register?
Social media page.
Ronnie, when we re-register, will we register through the Optimize My Life?
No, that's separate. You're registering with the Hope Collection.
Okay. Well, because that's the way it was before. You had to go in to Optimize My Life and register to the Hope Collection.
Now we've got it set up. Kimberly and Patty Sutherland have got it set up. You go through it, and the company that's handling our, it's called CRM, our database, is called Talk Fusion.
Great.
And they have a lot of services that we're going to be taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a social media page, you could have posted all this, and you wouldn't have to worry about everybody calling you and wondering what the heck's going on.
Yes, great. Yeah. I was just going to mention that, Mary. Thank you.
Go ahead. You all be smart, Alex, this morning.
Well, the thing
you're
is,
all miles ahead of me. Mary has gotten me so I can open up the site. So, you know, I'm getting, you know, Mary, you guys all may know this, but Mary is a special needs advocate and special needs certified person.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm one of her special needs children, guys.
Don't feel bad, so for husband.
I work tonight from 3 to 8 p.m. tonight, too.
Great, Derek.
Congratulations, Derek.
Oh, we have 60 seconds. One thing too, you know, we were kind of caught blindsided about the, you know, there's so much that we have to learn, and when things creep up, like, you know, like the licensing, you know, that we took for granted was there. So, you know, but then things happen, and that's why we're growing and we're learning new things every day. So, well, I want to just give a wrap up. Thank you for everyone to be on the call, and everyone have a wonderful week. We look forward to your newsletter, Mary, and, of course, Hope for Lunch from Monday through Friday. So take care, everyone, and we'll talk to you during the week. 10 seconds.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You guys. And
have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And thank you for all the things you do for us who are working with the Hope Collection and the Optimize My Life. God bless you,
well,
and God bless Mary and everybody.
It's a team effort.
Yeah,
team
we're
effort.
A great team. Great team.
Yes. Thanks,
all right.
Bob. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.